This is Gene Lance on the Workers' Beat Extra.
International Women's Day, March the 8th, fell on a weekday this year, so we celebrated on March the 9th because that was a Saturday. Our little group consisted of the Dallas AFL-CIO, the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans, and a new SOAR chapter. SOAR is Steel Workers Organized for Active Retirees. Steelworkers Organization of Active Retirees. And they just put together a new chapter in the Dallas area. Their president, Terry Thurman, was the MC. And she kind of oversaw quite a bit of the thing. But the main organizer, of course, as always in Dallas, was Lou Lookhart, who is the principal officer of the Dallas AFL-CIO. We had a tremendous boost from the young active labor leaders, especially from Rose Kurtz. She's on our executive board for the Central Labor Council, and she's been a leader of the youth movement for quite some time. She and her family did the catering and most of the entertainment. She also put together a great history lesson for us. We had a great time. There were questions as to which was the most exciting, which was the most fun part. And I think a lot of them agreed that the best part of all was when Sister Olenka Green, a civil rights activist in Dallas, agreed to present the speech given by Sojourner Truth. The speech is called, Ain't I a Woman? So, dressed as if she were a former slave like Sojourner Truth, Olenka Green gave a stunning performance of this speech.
This is Miss Olenka Green.
Well, children, there's so much racket. There must be something out of kilter. I detect between the Negroes of the South and the women of the North, all talking about rights. The white man will pretty soon be in fix. But what's all this I hear is talking about? That man over there said that women need to be helped in the carriages and lifted over ditches. And to have the best places lifted up. Nobody ever helped me into a carriage or over mud puddles or give me the best of anything. And ain't I a woman? Yeah. Look at me. Look at my arm. I plowed and I planted and gathered in the barns and no man could aid me. And ain't I a woman? I could work and eat as much as a man when I could get it. And burn the lash as well. And ain't I a woman? I've been born 13 children and seen most of them sold to slavery. And when I cried out, my mother's grief. Not for Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman? They talk about this thing in the head. What's this thing called? Internet, that's it. Honey, what's that got to do with women right or Negroes right? If my cup won't hold but a pint and yours hold a quart, wouldn't you be mean not to let me have a half measure, fool? Then that little man back there in the black, he says women can't have as much rights as men because Christ wasn't a woman. Sir, come from? Where did your Christ come from? From God and a woman. And man had nothing to do with it. If the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down, all alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. Now they is asking to do it. And the men better never. I was obliged for you hearing me. And now, oh, Sir John ain't got nothing to say.
We didn't have a lot of music at the International Women's Day celebration, but what we did have was great. It was a little chorus put together quickly, singing that famous Woody Guthrie song, "The Union Maid."
There once was a union maid. She never was afraid of the goons and the geeks and the company finks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raids. She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called. And when the legion boys came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die.
Some of the participants at our International Women's Day event told me that the best part was the educational interlude. Rose Kurtz, a leader of the Young Active Labor Leaders, made up 20 questions and printed them out on sheets. We all got sheets with 20 questions, each of them asking questions about famous women in history. And we were supposed to put down the names of the women who did that. For example, who founded the Women's Economic Council that was essential to supporting the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, the first black-led labor union? Number two, who became famous for leading this 1938 San Antonio pecan shellers strike? Questions like that were on the sheet. And then people went from post to post, which was really the different tables, and they found there little biographies of these famous women. And as they read those biographies and saw what those women were famous for, they filled in their sheets. And then they turned their sheets in and won a prize at the end. Congratulations to Rose Kurtz, a professional teacher who really knows what she's doing, and someone who made a tremendous contribution to the success of this International Women's Day.
And that will be a prize and a drawing of all the completed scavenger hunts. So we'll take a little bit of time to do that now.
To me, the best part of our International Women's Day celebration was the speeches given by the 7 labor-endorsed female candidates that attended. I was able to get one of them recorded. This is Cassandra Hernandez, a candidate for state representative in District 115 in Texas.
Hi, everybody. I'm Cassandra Hernandez, and I am your Democratic nominee for House District 115, and it's an absolute honor to be here with you all.
I was joking with Gene and Lou earlier, and I told him that we worked really hard. We had 2 other opponents for this seat, but we wanted to make sure that we won outright, and so we worked incredibly hard leading up to the day, but quite frankly, there's no way that we would have been able to pull it off if it wasn't for the amount of support and love and block walkers and phone banks that our unions helped us with. So thank you so much for doing that. And I told him, quite frankly, yesterday I was supposed to go to an event. I showed up early and just so happened to end up falling asleep in the parking lot and never making it into the event because I was so tired. But I told him there was no way, Lou in particular, because he said that he definitely wanted me to stop by and say hi to everyone, and I told him there was no way that I would miss this. So it's an absolute honor to be here with you all, and especially to share a table with so many phenomenal women who have put their name on the ballot. And quite frankly, everybody who spoke before me just did so beautifully. I think one of the things that we could really walk away from here today and agree on is that, quite frankly, women in Texas have to be incredibly resilient just to live in this state, to work in this state, to run in this state. And so to be able to share space with all of you and to have a date and just like Sheriff Brown had said, you know, to continue to keep celebrating not only today or this month, but year round, the strides that women make in our labor, in our leadership positions, in our homes, in our offices, all over the state of Texas, is something that should always be lifted up and commended. There was a quote that somebody had posted yesterday before I put out my post for International Women's Day, and I thought that it was something very beautiful that I wanted to read about what it's like to be not only a woman, but more importantly, like everybody has established today, a woman in Texas, and it's called To Be a Woman. It says, I learned to be a woman by how the world raised me. Be silent, it said, so I spoke. Be weak, it whispered, so I grew. Sit down, it said, so I stood. What it means to be a woman is to be told to be nothing and become everything.
Right on.
Thank you. And thank you. Certainly whoever it was that put this quote together should absolutely be commended for that, because I think it speaks multitudes of what so many of us here in this room feel on a daily basis. Representative Jessica Gonzalez said it just earlier today. She said, I'm a woman of not many words, and quite frankly, I'm not either. Or of, I guess, little words or,
few words.
And I am as well, quite frankly. This is something that's very new to me, but it's something that I've decided to do, and I stepped up because it's really important that women like us, especially women of color, step up and fight for the most vulnerable in our communities. Working families, working people, people of color, women, so many LGBTQ plus community. There are so many communities being attacked here in the state of Texas, and we know that it's so important in particular that women step up and lead the charge in making sure that we fight for Texas for all. And I am absolutely honored to be your Democratic nominee for House District 115 and to fight for just that. So thank you so much for having me here today.
Thank you.
International Women's Day, Dallas, Texas.
This is Gene Lance on the Workers' Beat Extra.